Just like Jeremiah said, if I'm not mistaken. As concerning when Yahweh was giving him in the Ruah the vision, the visions of the assembly of Jerusalem. He said he turned around, he looked there in this closet, in that secret place. He looked through a wall, and yet there's even more abominations. He thought that was enough, and turned around, and then there's even more abominations that are in the house. Why, saints? Because we've compromised. You cannot compromise, saints. You cannot compromise. No compromise. Hallelujah. Y'all would say, come now, let us reason. Together, saith Yahweh, though your sins are as scarlet, they should be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they should be as wool. But see, I'm going to get to that. There's verses before that. There's a criteria that you must meet. See, Yahweh will reason with you, saints, but it must be under Torah. You must obey His Torah, and He'll reason with you. Hallelujah. But no way will He compromise with you. There's a difference between reasoning and compromise. If someone set a statement of laws, the Torah, before you, okay? And you read that, and you completely understand what it's saying, and you understand that, and yet you're going to compromise? Understanding fully what it says? That's not going to work. But see, if you read it, you understand, and Yahweh, I'm willing to do this. I understand my wickedness, my low estate. Abba Yahweh, but I understand that I've been bought with a price, the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. And I'm willing to obey the Torah. Okay, that's what Yahweh's looking for. And then that's where the reasoning is going to begin. Because first of all, you're willing and you are going to obey. And then Yahweh will reason with you. He will show His mercies to you. He will show His love to you. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Todiah. I bless you, Abba, for this, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Todiah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Todiah. Todiah. If you would turn, and you should still be there if you had not turned, in Deuteronomy, I'm going to continue in chapter 13, verse 6. Hallelujah. It says, did I read all that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Verse 6. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. It's verse 5. That's where we left off at, okay? And that prophet or dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. See, we don't put those persons to death today, saints. See, we in the assembly have let things go, a lot of things. See, in Torah, that person will be put to death that prophesied falsely and that says, come, serve other gods. And detours you from Abba Yahweh. You should put those ones to death. And what are you saying, Deacon Horn? You should cross them out. No dealings. No intermingling. No touching. Hallelujah. You should lay hands suddenly on no man. Hallelujah. All dreamers of dreams shall be put to death because He has spoken. And what was the purpose? To turn you away from Yahweh, your Abba. That's their purpose. That's the only reason of life, if they're not serving Abba Yahweh. If they have not entered into this newness of life, their only purpose is as the serpent in the beginning, is to beguile you, to lure you. Yeah. Hallelujah. To turn you away from Yahweh, your Abba, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. How do we forget that, saints? Where we have come from. Yeah. That Abba Yahweh has delivered us from our oppression. From being locked down, from not being able to serve Him. Hallelujah. Then He brings us into a wilderness place that we may serve Him freely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And redeem you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh your Abba has commanded you to walk in. That is the only purpose of life, saints. So shall you put evil out of the midst of you. And that's what's wrong, because we have not obeyed this. We have not put the evil out from among us. Why have we not put the evil out? Because we have compromised, saints. Let me read on. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and it continues. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son or your daughter or your wife of your bosom or your friend, which is as your own soul, is close to you, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, you nor your fathers. What is that saying? What is that saying? That's pretty explanatory in itself. I'm going to read it again. Because, see, I want this to lock into your mind, saints. Hallelujah. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, not leaving nothing out, or your daughter, or your wife, of your bosom, your friend, which is as your own soul, those that you hold dear, those that you're clinging on to, we should only cleave, we should only hold on to Yahweh. Hallelujah. If they're not serving Abba Yahweh, there should be no dealings with them. They should be put to death. Oh, that's cruel, Deacon Horn. No, it's not. This is our way of life, saints. It's to live a life that is separate. To live a life that is kodesh before Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. If they entice you, and isn't that something, secretly, when you're not among your other, among the house of Abba Yahweh, they entice you secretly, privately. I don't know if y'all hear me tonight, saints. Hallelujah. Let us go. Come on. I got a gift for you. I got a little something to tell you. I just want to put a little something in your ear. Hallelujah. Let us go and serve other gods. Ain't this something? Which you not know. How many gods, which we know all gods are dogs. Excuse me. Scripture talks about those that go and they build statues, gods, out of wood, out of stone, out of metal. And it doesn't have any life, no ruah, no breath. But yet they pay homage unto material things. I mean, there's so many names of so many gods that you couldn't comprehend. But you have not known, you nor your fathers. Now that's saying something. You nor the generations before you have not even known. Don't you know that they're spirits? And that's our battle. It's not against flesh and blood, but it's against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. There are many of them. Millions. Not even millions. You can't put a number on them, saints. Hallelujah. That you have not known nor your fathers. Verse 7. Namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh you, to you, or far off from you, from the end of the Olam, even to the other end of the Olam. And listen, verse 8. You shall not consent to him. Don't that sound familiar? Didn't I read a little earlier about consenting or compromising to them? Nor hearken to him, neither shall you your eye pity. You should not even pity them. You should not even feel sorry for them in their state. Neither shall you spare. Neither shall you spare them. Neither shall you conceal them. Hallelujah. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. And afterwards, the hand of all the people. It's a serious thing, saints. It's a serious matter. It's not a playful matter. Your sons or your daughters. Your mother or your father. Your brother, your sister. Your best friend. If they're not walking in the light of Abba Yahweh, you should not consent compromise with them. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And you shall stone him with stones. That's the problem, because you don't stone them. You don't rebuke them. You don't reprove them. You still deal with them. There's still a connection there. There's still a little enjoyment of their presence with you. That he died because he has sought to thrust you away from Yahweh your Abba. Oh, but my sister's not doing that to me. She's sweet. She's going to thrust you from Yahweh. And she's not walking in the light of Torah. My brother, I've grown. He's my oldest brother. He's always taking care of me. He's going to pull you away from Abba Yahweh if he's not walking in the light of Torah. My daughter, my son. What about my cousin? They're going to pull you away if they're not in the light of Abba Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. Hallelujah. Woe to your soul, saints, if you hear this tonight. If you're eating this tonight, and you go out and you do the opposite of what the Ruah is saying. Woe unto your soul. You might as well leave. Don't stay here. If you're not sincere, leave. I'm not going to miss you. Well, that's tough, Deacon Horn. Yes, it's tough. We need to be tough. Don't we serve an austere Abba? Hallelujah. Was not Yahshua austere in his approach? He didn't play. Told y'all. Better hear tonight, saints. It's brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such evilness as is among you. Verse 12. If you shall hear, say in one of your cities, which Yahweh your Abba has given you, to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, the devil, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitation of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Hallelujah. Let's go on, saints. Verse 14. Then shall you inquire. See, what's inquiring? Inquiring is going beyond what you have heard. It's going beyond what someone has told you, and you're going to find out. You're going to study. You're going to, if I could say, investigate. And make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth that thing certain which was spoken, which is saying, if that allows, is in this assembly, children of Belial, or those that are trying to lure you out, if there's anything that has even been spoken to the slightest, you should look into that, saints. Yes. Diligently search. Find out. I want to know if this person is walking with the Abba or not. See, it's a shame, saints, because, see, we profess and we say we're the children of Yahweh. Yes, we do. We say we're the children of Yahweh. But yet we're intermingling with children of Satan. There's only two seeds. There's not three or four seeds, saints. They're either the seed of righteousness or the seed of wickedness, unrighteousness. There's only two, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And behold, if it be true, and the thing be certain, that such abomination is wrought among you, this is what it tells you to do. You shall surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, with the word. Hallelujah. The word of Yahweh is sharper than any two-edged sword. You should attack it. You should come against it. Hallelujah. Destroy it utterly. Not just break it or tear it up. You're going to destroy it. Just blow it up to powder. So there's no no recognition or any resemblance of that thing. And all that is therein, and even the spoils and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. See, that's what we miss the mark at, saints. We don't do that. Hallelujah. Todiah, help me, Abba. That's what we miss the mark right there. Thank you, Yahweh. Your word is not going to go out, Abba, and return unto you void. But it's going to go out, and it's going to accomplish that which it is sent to do. Move them out, Abba Yahweh. If they're not your seed here in this assembly, or those that are listening, they're not sincere, Abba Yahweh, move them out. I pray that. Hallelujah. Verse 16, it says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the faultless. Plead for the widow. Hallelujah. I may have lost you, saints. I'm in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. And I'm going to read 16 through 20 and continue in Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. I'm at verse 18, chapter 1, Isaiah. And it says in verse 18, which I quoted earlier, come now. See, this is what I said I was going to get to. This is the requirements. It says, wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil. Put away the abominations. Put away those that you hold dear that are not following the Abba. Hallelujah. See, only Yahweh adds unto the assembly. And only Yahweh cleans those out and take those away. You have no power over that. Well, I've been witnessing to my mother for the past 10 years. I've been telling my brother about Yahweh for the past 5 years. And they have not hearkened. They're not listening. That should tell you something. Hallelujah. See, it's more than your words that are going to convince them. It must be your life and how you live. If that's not enough to convince them, then to hell with them. Hallelujah. That's the truth, saints. See, and then another problem is because they don't see Yahweh in your life. They don't see that testimony. Hallelujah. That should bring conviction even if you enter into their presence or they even see you out in the streets. Hallelujah. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil from your doings, from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. We don't seek judgment. Judgment come, we hide. What do you think was happening when Adam and Eve hid among the leaves and the trees and the bushes? Oh, because there was judgment coming. That's why you hide, saints. It says to seek judgment. Hallelujah. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Okay, now here we go. Come now and let us reason together, saith Yahweh. That's music to my ears, saints. That's a wonderful thing. That after I put away these wicked things, after I have no dealings with the unfruitful works of darkness, then I can come. Hallelujah. And Yahweh says, he says it right here. He says, come. Well, last one I talked about come. Hallelujah. And follow. So Yahweh's bidding you to come. Let us reason together. Let's talk about this thing. Let's sort this thing out. I'm not going to compromise with you. You're going to have to obey my Torah, but I will reason with you. Todiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the red, the crimson blood of Yahshua HaMashiach shed cleanses my sin, cleanses me, that I'm white as snow. Hallelujah. Let it be red as crimson. It should be like wool. And then it continues to say, if you be willing. Hallelujah. And obedient. Todiyah. It says that you shall eat the tub of the land. What tub? Tub of this land? No, not. I don't believe it's this land. But the land that is to come. You can eat that right now, saints. Because the same word that is being preached unto you, it's not going to change. Hallelujah. Even when we usher into the kingdom age, hallelujah, the word of the Torah is going to be the same. It's going to be same. Well, why not, as Pastor Robert preached, why don't we just eat of that now? Why can't we have a foretaste of that now, of the spiritual blessings of Abba Yahweh? Hallelujah. That rains down from the Shemayim to only those that love Him and that are willing and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse tonight, saints, if you rebel, it says you shall be devoured with the sword. What is the sword? It's the word of Yahweh. Is it eating on you? Is it gnawing on you today, saints? Is that word cutting? Is it piercing you? Hallelujah. Well, you should bless Yahweh. You should give todah unto Him. Thank you, Abba. Because to those that He loved, He chastened the saints. He will rebuke you. And it will come from the Torah. He will take that sword and He will cut you. Hallelujah. But He will also heal you. He may, those wounds are going to, they're going to stay open for a while. You're going to feel the pains of that. And that this will be a reminder unto you tonight, saints. But if you refuse and rebel, verse 20, Isaiah 1, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. It is confirmed. It is sealed. He has spoken it. Hallelujah. A few more verses, saints, as I close. And I pray, saints, that this message will be a blessing to you tonight, saints. I'm not going to say I'm not trying to tear you down. I'm not going to cut you. Okay, I hope I have. I hope the word of Yahweh has done what it's been sent forth to do out of the mouth of this humble servant. I'm a humble person, saints. I don't esteem myself as being a great and mighty one. Hallelujah. But the scripture says that the least among you, the servant, hallelujah. It said Yahweh will lift that one that is a servant. So be a servant, saints. That's all I want to be, is a servant. Not nobody mighty, not nobody great. I pray, and I don't believe I flash myself as to be such a one. Hallelujah. But see, Yahweh can use a person that is submitted fully unto Him. He can use you, saint. You can be an example to your fellow brother and sister. And they can follow behind your footsteps. That the footsteps that you leave will be clear steps. And they can walk right behind you. Didn't Yahshua, wasn't His steps clean? Hallelujah. Can't you walk in the same steps He walked?
Yes, I can.
Hallelujah, you can. Hallelujah, if you obey. If you do and obey what you have heard tonight, saints. Going back to Deuteronomy 13, I'm going to read verse 16 and 18 as I bring this message to a close, saints. Hallelujah. And it says, and you should gather all the spoil of it after you have destroyed those things in your lives, saints, that you have put before Yahweh. After you have destroyed those affections that you have for those that you feel are dear to your heart. Hallelujah. After you've done all that, it says, and you should gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn it with fire in the city. And all the spoil thereof, every whit for Yahweh your Abba, and it shall be a heap forever, and it shall not be built again. After you destroy those things, after your desire is first to the will of Yahweh. You need to heap those things, pile it all up, burn it, utterly destroy it, saints. See, because they're going to hinder you in this wall. They're going to lead you astray from the Torah of Abba Yahweh. And it says, and it shall not be built again. Verse 17. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to your hand. You should not take hold of to that thing again. It will be a curse to you, saints. I'm warning you tonight. And it says that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger. Hallelujah. And you're wondering why you have not progressed, but you're degressing because of the compromising that you have done, saints. And Yahweh is angry. Why? Because you have done wickedly. Don't you know Yahweh is angry with the wicked every day? Don't you know he's not pleased with your works, with what you presenting unto him? What we present unto Abba Yahweh should be a sweet smelling savor. We should be trees that bear an abundance of fruit. That he could come and he could take of that fruit and enjoy. Hallelujah. That's how it should be, saints. This walk in Yahshua, it's not a hard walk. I mean, there are going to be stumbling blocks. I mean, there shouldn't be any stumbling blocks. Hallelujah. Because the scripture says that your iniquity shall be your stumbling block. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I take that back. Forgive me, Abba. If you walk in this walk, it's going to be easy for you because you obey Torah. It will not be hard. Hallelujah. It will not be difficult. You find it difficult because there's evil. There's wickedness lying there in the depths of your lives, saints. Hallelujah. Read on. Yahweh should turn his fierce anger and show you mercy. Hallelujah. And have compassion upon you. Well, it doesn't sound like you have much compassion on us, Deacon Horn. The word of Yahweh is full of compassion. Yahweh is showing compassion unto you tonight, saints. And if I was you, I would not turn away from what I hear tonight, because you will be accountable. And multiply you, hallelujah, as he has sworn to your avats, unto your fathers, unto Israel, those that had come before us, saints. My last verses are closed. When you shall hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Abba, to keep some of his commandments, all his commandments, which I command you this day, and I command you this day, saints, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your Abba. Hallelujah. No compromising, saints. Yahweh's not going to have it. No peace of it. You're either real with him or you're not. This thing, either a plaything to you, or it's a serious thing. Well, what is it to you, Deacon Horn? It's serious to me. Hallelujah. And I'm willing to do what I have heard tonight. You see, saints, there's a gross darkness that is consuming this world. And once you go out of the umbrella of this truth, it's going to consume you. You're not going to stand. Those that have left, they're not going to stand. They're not going to stand. They're consumed with the darkness. They're reaping that which they have sowed. Hallelujah. We know Yahweh is not mocked. Hallelujah. He says, whatever you sow in this body, you're going to reap it. Hallelujah. And that's one thing about reaping. We're still reaping which we have planted. And We may have started a little late on some things, maybe a little early on some things, but yet we're still reaping. And we're going to reap this harvest until all those plants die. If those plants still live, the watermelons, as long as you give them water, they will produce. There's certain fruits and vegetables that as long as the temperature, the atmosphere, the pressure, and everything is right, that's what greenhouses are for. That you can control the humidity, the temperature, that those fruits and vegetables can continue to produce in that enclosed environment, no matter what goes on around that greenhouse. And they will continue to produce fruit. Stay in this greenhouse, saints. Hallelujah. Yahweh will give you all that you need. You're not lacking nothing. He will provide to you. He does it for the beast of the field, the fowl of the air. He'll do it for you also. Hallelujah. So I pray that this message, the simple truth, will be an inspiration to your souls tonight. To you that are listening on live stream, or however you're hearing this message, I barak you all tonight, saints. Whoever it may be, I bless you all. And I pray, saints, that you will let this sink deep in your life. Hallelujah. And you will find it being a strength to you, to your bones, to your marrow. And if you obey it, it would even bring a little virtue even to your flesh. Yeah, it would. Hallelujah. Scripture says that Yahweh, he wants us to be healthy. Hallelujah. He wants us to prosper in the things of the Ruah, but also our souls and our flesh. Hallelujah. If that wasn't the case, saints, he would not tell us how to eat and what to eat, how to exercise, what to do. Do things by the sweat of our breath, if that was the case, saints. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. I bless you, saints, tonight. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Totally, yeah.
Speak to me, Yah. So he spoke. That's what you said, right? He spoke to you. And there were words that indict us. Yeah, husbandmen. We husbandmen, right? Are we not in the vineyard of Yah? So we all are husbandmen. So you must be partaker. There's nothing like pruning those trees or picking those blackberries. You got to eat a few. That's right. You got some that was sweet. Some that was soury. But the sweet one gave you a balance of the sour ones. Hallelujah. So the word is for us. May Yah rich us all. He certainly enriched me tonight with his truth. I told him about for his truth. You that are listening tonight, may Yah rich you all. Our Deacon Horn speaking to you by the way of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the man showed me there's a great compassion. He cares for me. So when someone shows you they care for you, you ought to know how to appreciate that. Hallelujah. When someone asks you how you're doing, say, I don't care how bad you feel, and say, well, told her for your thought of me. I'm not doing well, and I feel cruddy. Do I tell you that sometime? Do I tell you that, wife? I feel cruddy. Don't leave me alone. Why? Because I feel like a fool. We're just not that honest with ourselves, are we? I talk like that. I'm very critical on me. We're critical on each other, but we're not critical on me. Hallelujah. What that man preached today, his preaching tonight, what our deacon preached, his witness or his light emanates that. And what he said, I know it's the truth. I can believe that. I receive every word. It is the truth for his life around me, what I have seen, witness. That's what he is. That's what he is. His light witness to that. Hallelujah. We barak you all. You that are listening, pray Yah bless you tonight. I know he did. That's some of the rooms she got? Okay, so they're coming from Texas all over. I received a letter. Let me say this before I close. From a sister from Louisiana today. She sent an offering. And she says this in the letter. She said, Pastor Robert, these things don't fat my head. Really, it really do not. She says, I read the letter, some of the letter to Elder Martin. She says, I can speak for me. I can speak for what I've heard. I've never heard one that brings the truth and teach it in a way. I never heard one preach like that. See, what he preached tonight, that was very dynamic. I don't care what you all say. You see that? You know what that does? It compels me. It makes me jealous. Make me want to get in the Word of Yah. Because I can't get up here and stumble on what this man has done tonight. That's what it does to me. Sure does. Now, you weak ones, it doesn't do anything for you. But a strong man, he wants to get strong. You see, a strong man will not work out. If a man can lift 50 pounds, he doesn't want a man that can only lift 10. He wants somebody that can lift 50 pounds like him. If I went to the gym, I don't want nobody that can lift 60 pounds. If I throw down 350, I want a brother that can throw down 350 with me. If I put me 700-800 pounds on that, I want somebody that can do that with me. Hallelujah. So he gave us a ton tonight. Yabarak you all. Let us stand to our feet. In all things we debarak you Abba. We ask your blessing upon Israel. All those that are listening tonight. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We ask in Yahshua's name. And Yisrael Krat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.